when you're shaving in the morning, you have
to... I didn't this morning either. I guess you can see that.
Okay, when you do shave, you have to look in at something so you make sure you're...
No, my brother, he just feels like that and shaves.
Really? Doesn't he ever nick himself?
Very seldom.
Wow, that'd be difficult, I think.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't as lazy as me. He'd get his face washed and he'd just shave a few. Of course, you know, sometimes I'd use electric razor. And most of the time I used an old straight edge like a barber, so I was a little bit more careful.
Yeah, you'd have to be. One slip and...
Oh, yeah, it's wonder I can grow hair at all. Cut it all off. Oh, hide hair and all.
Ow. That'd be painful. But do you do it by just feeling, like your brother does when you shave, or do you have to look in something?
Oh, I look in a looking glass, but when I get to my fingers. Because I can't see them, I feel them.
Does a looking glass, is it ever called anything else?
Mirror, I guess.
Okay. What is a place where, the building where a family lives, what is that called?
Home.
Okay. And it can also be called, instead of a home, it's also called a what?
The inferno.
Sometimes they have a sign that says...
Home, sweet home.
Yeah, that one too. And but when they're trying to sell it, they say...
House for sale.
Mm-hmm. And when there's more than one house, you call it what?
Town.
That's right. Good. What do you use to sweep the floor?
Vacuum cleaner.
Okay. That's the easy way, huh?
That's all I got.
And... if you don't have a vacuum cleaner, it's got a pole and then some bristles. What is that?
Broom.
Yeah. What is the place right in front of your front door where people stand to knock?
Porch.
Yeah. And, oh, tell me about your home that you grew up in after you moved here. What was it like?
Oh, it was a great big old house down at the end of town that burned down. But the first one was just a log house with four rooms, I think. Bed, three bedrooms and a kitchen where we lived.
Sounds large. did you have a heater in there, or what did you have to use for heating in the wintertime?
Mostly the cook stove. Heated the whole thing, shut up part of those bedrooms, and just we lived mostly in the kitchen anyway.
But at nighttime, what would you do? Would
cover it, up with lots of covers.
I bet you'd be freezing in there.
Well, I don't know. There wasn't much of a way he could get in the room we was in. Didn't seem like we just kept warm with lots of covers mostly.
My goodness. Wow.
Oh, there was a little stove in one bedroom, and then leave the door open and circulate around a little.
Did you ever put rocks underneath the covers, hot rocks?
Oh, they used to put them down at the foot of the bed to keep her feet warm. Carry them in the sled to keep her feet warm, but it was going any place.
So was your house just one story that you moved?
Yeah.
How about when you want to go from the first floor to the second floor in the building, you have to use the...
Climb the ladder.
That's a lot of work.
Stairs.
Yeah.